Rosh Hashanah Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Now, in the next Masechta after Rosh Hashanah, in Masechta Tainis, preview of the next upcoming Masechta, we learn that when there are tzaros facing Klal Yisrael, particularly when there's no rain, there are gezer tanios that people should fast. And on these tanios, it was the custom that masrian oleha, that on all the tzaros they would do truos on those tanios. So while we're on the subject of blowing shofros and chatzotzros, we talk about the tainis customs as well. B'tanios, when you've got a tainis tzibur, when they blow on those tanios also, b'shel zacharim kifufim. Instead of using the wild goat straighter shofarors that we talked about before, they used to use instead ram's horns, males, that were curved, and kifufin, ufihen mitzupa kesef, and their mouthpieces were plated with silver instead of gold, ushte chatzotzros ba'emtza, and the two trumpets were in the center, and the shofar was off to the side. So what they would do is they would take the ram's horn, which was curved and bent, which implies humility, that you're bent over, and the mouthpieces were plated with silver as opposed to gold, because when you were using horns to gather the population, you would use silver instead, and we didn't want to go to the extra expense of having to pay for gold. Rosh Hashanah, on the other hand, it's the Yontif, so you want to show a lot of kavod. And they would put the two trumpets in the middle, and another two shofaros, one on each side, on the outside. Shofar Mekatzer, on the Tainis, the shofar blows a short shofar blazon, v'chatzotzros marichos, and the trumpets blow a long one, as opposed to what we said in the previous Mishnah, in the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah, the shofar went long and the chatzotzros went short. Shemitzvah sayom b'chatzotzros, because the mitzvah of the day is with trumpets. How is that a mitzvah of the day? Because it says in Sefer Bamidbar, al hatzor hatzorer eschem v'arosam b'chatzotzros. When you're making battle against an enemy who's oppressing you, that's when you sound alarms using trumpets. That's when you blow trumpets. Usually it means military stuff, but it could mean any kind of disaster, calamity, problem facing Klal Yisrael. So this is what you would do. Instead, you would do the chatzotzros long, and they would be in the center. Mishnah Hey. Now we know that you also blow a shofar on Yom Kippur in Yovel. That will announce that, first of all of the Jewish slaves are set free, and given the fields that you sold, if you had an ancestral field that you sold during sometime in between the previous 49 years, it returned to its original owner at Yovel as well. And the shofar blowing on Yom Kippur of Yovel, so it's technically the beginning of Yovel, that is going to announce these things. So what happens? So says the Mishnah, Shavel HaYovel Rosh Hashanah Latzkiyov HaLabrachos. When you're blowing shofar and at the end of Yom Kippur in the Yovel year, it's similar to Rosh Hashanah regarding the blowing. So you use the horn of the wild goat that we mentioned before, and you are going to try to use the same kind of shofar, despite the fact that it's for a different purpose. This isn't tekios for tekiyah mitzvah purposes. This is for the Yovel announcement purpose. Also, according to some, what the Mishnah means is you use the same number of tekiyos. So the tekiyah of Yovel, you might do 100 tekiyos like we do. And for the brachos that we add in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, we add to the Musaf of Yom Kippur in a Yovel year. So that is one heck of a Musaf. You've got the Yom Kippur Musaf, which is already pretty long, and then you've got the Rosh Hashanah Musaf plastered onto that as well. However, the Gemara then says that the Rosh Hashanah Musaf is not added, because it talks about how Adam was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that happened Rosh Hashanah, not Yom Kippur. So there's some parts of it, like a few psukim here and there from Rosh Hashanah Musaf, that you don't put in because they don't apply to this special Yom Kippur. But all the shofros that we say in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, that would apply, and so they put that in. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Tokim B'Shel Zacharim. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, disagrees with the Tanakhama of the past several Mishnayos, and he says on Rosh Hashanah, we should use a curved shofar of a ram's horn, again being bent and humble like we would on a tinus. And so he disagrees with the plan of using the straight goat's horn the other way. Most of the poskim say that he's only talking about what we would prefer, not what you're chayef to do, but what we would prefer. And if you look on Rosh Hashanah, you'll see most people do use a kind of bent horn when it comes time for that. But on Yovel, when you are blowing the shofar to say freedom for the slaves and the land goes back to the original owners, a straight horn is much more appropriate. It's more of a celebratory blast. And so a straight one should be used on Yovel. However, when you come to the actual Psach, the Rambam says, use the same horn, the same shofar on Yovel that you use on Rosh Hashanah. Every single thing is the same, including the curved ram's horn that we use for Rosh Hashanah as well.